about. So easy.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Can we have everyone's attention, please? This will only take a moment, and it will not be repeated.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy!
Four, five, six.
V.I.G.
Well, I can't feel sad, but here's my best approximation of human crying.
I don't understand any of you.
Come on, Allie, either spit it out or don't.
Kevin is drunk on Monday morning.
How dare you?
Kevin is drunk on Tuesdays, too. I wish Mr. Weatherby could see that Kevin has a very high BAC. Oh, Kevin is drunk.
You take your hateful mouth to HR right now.
And now.
Hello, ladies. Look at your man. Now back to me. Now back at your man. Now back to me. Sadly, he isn't me.
Our feature presentation.
Good morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday morning, the 12th of December.
No. Vanilla Boy. Bean Show.
Oh, my bad.
Could I hear some Vanilla Boy, please, Chip?
I thought we had the moment with for today. He asked for it, so. I'm good. You know what?
We'll get to it. I did ask for it.
We'll get to it.
First thing, Tuesday morning, I said I want to hear the Vanilla Boy moment with.
Oh. Don't worry. We'll get to it. We'll play it all day.
I'm already, we're 30 seconds into the show, and my heart is already broken.
Mine is fine.
I'm already so disappointed and
super
distraught.
Happy with today's show so far. Really nailing it.
Hey, tell me about the high-speed chase.
I didn't hear much about it. I was very bummed, but I did have a decision to make at one point on the way into work when I heard that it was downtown. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I'm equally close to downtown as I am to work. Maybe I go downtown and help. Regulate.
Help?
Regulate.
How do you help at a high-speed chase?
It's like I do.
You mean join it?
Just sort of follow along.
Is there any part of you, with as much as you love high-speed chases and as much as you are a little bit of an adrenaline junkie,
right?
Is there any part of you that thinks, you know what? Put it on my bucket list. One day, I want to do it.
No.
Why?
Against the law? Arrested?
Yeah.
That kind of stuff?
Technically, but literally. What's the worst that could happen to you?
Jail?
I don't know that they put you in jail for a high-speed chase.
I'm not going to take a chance on, if you don't mind.
You need more specific legal advice than,
Yeah, I believe so.
But how much fun would it be?
It would be awesome. Well, I don't know. Because you'd be putting other people at risk and stuff.
Wow. So you enjoy watching other people do it, but you think it's a terrible thing to do.
Yes.
That's interesting to me.
I love to watch it. I hope no one else gets hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many weird, crazy ways they end that it's fascinating to me to watch.
How would yours end?
Well, they wouldn't catch me. Don't be ridiculous.
Ah, that's right.
Right. I mean, don't. That's not.
Yours would end in anonymity.
Right.
Because they would have no idea who the world's greatest race car driver was that got away from them.
And that would be like the 10th or 11th one. Yeah.
Every day Kevin gets up and goes out and gets in another high-speed chase and gets away. And then he goes, I'm doing it again tomorrow.
I love it.
Yeah. All right. We had a lot of show today. A lot of good stuff on the program. Looking forward to it. But I wanted to start with this story. And I think this would be a great phone topic to do one day. And that is that things your dog ate.
Things your dog ate.
I mean, dogs are pretty famous for grabbing anything.
What is homework, Alex?
Yeah, exactly. I bet you use that one a few times coming up. But this is a story out of Oklahoma. A mom and a dad who live there could not figure out how come their baby kept losing his pacifiers. So pacifier goes missing. Where is it, honey? I don't know. It was right over there. Well, I don't see it now. All right, let's get another pacifier. That one goes missing. Hey, where's that pacifier? Do you see it? No, I don't know what happened to it. That happened over and over and over again. Now, look, I don't
know.
How
many times?
This is my question. That's exactly my point as well. They're dotards, as they say in North Korea. That's my point exactly. After the third one, don't you realize, hey, we have a thing in our house with a mouth that might eat it? You know what I mean? Like, wouldn't it occur to you that it was the dog
at
some point?
I would at least think of it, yeah.
Well, The dog seemed, Dovey is the dog's name, by the way, had slowed her eating and had vomited for a few days. So these people, by the way, a few days of vomiting,
yeah,
and
wow.
Then they take the dog. They're slow. I don't know how they made this baby because they don't seem like they know how anything works. So they take her to the vet, and they found out that she had been eating the pacifiers. The veterinarian thought there were 7 or 8 pacifiers in Dovey's stomach.
Oh.
But upon doing the surgery, it turned out there were 21.
Yay!
That's incredible.
How dumb are those people?
Exactly. Take the kid away, right?
21.
21 pacifiers lodged in Dovey's stomach.
Now, you said they did a surgery. They didn't have to just wait it out?
Yes, they did a surgery, yes.
Okay.
And removed all 21. She's on the mend. She's already gone home. The veterinarian cautions pet owners, remember, dogs will eat anything, anytime, and at any age. But you had the exact same reaction I did, which is how slow are yeah. these people to not realize it long before it gets to 21?
And my real question is, will it happen again? And I'm guessing yes.
I'm afraid so.
Because they're not very smart.
So don't do that, is what I'm saying.
Good tip. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Nah, I don't like it.
I mean, wait to be disappointed. All you right. will be, but wait for it.
Okay.
On the program today, we have top 10 Beer Mug interview moments.
Oh, Beer Mug had another banner year.
Yeah, he does good work. A woman has sex with a ghost.
Yeah, she does.
I'm sorry, ghost or ghosts?
Ghosts.
Fantastic.
And she'll never go back to men.
Okay.
That's how great it is being with a ghost.
That's fantastic. I don't know if you're read about this, but in Southern California, in the Del Amo Mall, there's a thing called a nap. What is it called? Napping pod?
Napping pod, yeah.
Napping pod. And if you're tired of holiday shopping and you just need a little nap, you just put your little credit card in, you can get inside and take a nap. Charge your phone and everything else.
All right.
And that's a thing. That's a real thing.
I will ask the guy. We have somebody on who invented it or a spokesperson or
invented
what?
Invented it.
Invented,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like they've had these in Japan for a long time.
They've had everything in Japan
yeah,
for a long
that's,
time.
They are ahead of us. Huh?
Yeah. Bean doesn't really live in the real life, so he would like to talk about TV deaths that crushed you. You're destroyed by a TV death.
You can become very invested in your stories, Kevin. You know that.
Your stories.
There can be a character that you means a lot to you, that you look forward to spending time with every week, that you root for. And then when he or she is taken away from you, it hurts.
Right. And we've also got your tickets for the Star Wars Marathon plus the Star Wars Battlefront 2. We'll take a break. We'll come back with you. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock, and it is 5:49.
I think this is super interesting. Netflix released a bunch of details about their end of the year statistics for 2017. I think they have 109 million subscribers.
Wow, no wonder they have all the money in the world.
Yeah, exactly. They are making bank. And a lot of people were surprised and a lot of people were kind of creeped out by something they tweeted yesterday. You know, they have notoriously been very private with not giving out figures on how their shows do. And that's frustrated
right.
a lot of people because they're like, hey, we want to know how popular Stranger Things is compared to other things that are on, you know, other platforms. And they don't release that kind of information. Although they did say they did put it on their list of the most, you know, one of the most binged watched shows of 2017. But they tweeted this out yesterday. To the 53 people who have watched A Christmas Prince, which is kind of their silly, like Hallmark-type holiday movie, romance movie.
Right.
Which has been very popular on Netflix.
And only 53 people have watched?
No.
Oh.
To the 53 people who have watched A Christmas Prince every day for the last 18 days, who hurt you? Is what Netflix
That's
tweeted out
awesome.
Yesterday.
They're funny?
Apparently so.
Who hurt you?
Who hurt you, they said, because they had 53 subscribers who had watched this Christmas movie every day for 18 days. And a lot of people, yeah, I looked at it and I thought, hey, that's funny. But a lot of people are like, hey, this is kind of big brothery that Netflix is watching us. Of course, they have statistics on stuff, but the fact that they're kind of commenting on it and making it public, a lot of people did not think it was cool, although it's completely anonymous.
Are they going to tweet at me and go, why haven't you finished Punisher yet?
I know.
I'm trying, man.
They also released that someone in the UK watched the Bee movie 357 times. In 2017.
Holy crap.
So that's clearly somebody who's got a little kid who loves the Bee movie, and they just put it on every day as background, I would imagine, right?
I would hope. That's best case.
I hope that's what it is.
Yeah.
That was the Jerry Seinfeld movie. Remember, he did the voice and wrote that, the Bee movie, 357 times. And there's another Netflix member who watched the last Pirates of the Caribbean movie, The Curse of the Black Pearl, every single day
of 2017 so far.
How's that possible?
Every single day.
Do they not have jobs?
I can't imagine. Huh. Look, I don't care what your favorite movie or TV show is. There's got to be a limit to how many days in a row you could want to watch it.
Yeah, I would
right?
think so, too.
Average member watched approximately 60 movies on Netflix this year.
Wow.
Which I was surprised that is as high as it was.
Do they watch movies more than series?
Or stand-up specials? Doesn't say, don't know. Don't know, yeah. One other tidbit that I thought was interesting is that Mexico, as a country, has the top spot for having the most members watch Netflix every single day in 2017.
Wow.
So, anyway, Netflix. I don't know how you don't have Netflix at this point, except if you just can't afford it.
Right.
Because it has so much great programming. I mean, I'd give up CBS or Fox before I'd give up Netflix at this point. I just would.
You don't have to, though, Bean. That's cool. That's a cool thing.
I'm delighted to hear that. Right. Yes. One very funny thing that happened yesterday after the Golden Globe announcements. That Guillermo del Toro's Shape of Water, Steven Spielberg's The Post, those were the most nominated films. But one movie that was snubbed was my favorite movie of 2017. Not that I see a lot, but the one that I liked the most was The Big Sick.
Me too.
The Big Sick was a great movie.
Same.
Not a single nomination in any category.
Yeah, that sucks, because that was really good.
It was great.
But it came out earlier in the year. Does that hurt him?
Sometimes, yeah. So Kamal Nanjiani tweets yesterday, "Hey, gang, this is Steven Spielberg tweeting from Kamal's phone. My favorite movie this year was The Big Sick. It's available on Amazon Prime and iTunes and all that. Great movie to watch with the fam. I watched it with my family, the Spielbergs, and we all loved it. Handing the phone back to Kamal now." Which is very funny. So then Deadline.com wrote about the tweet with the headline, "Kamal Nanjiani tells tall tale after Big Sick snub." So then Kamal tweeted, "Hey, Deadline, Steven Spielberg tweeted that. I'll give the phone back to him. This is Steven Spielberg. I tweeted that. I directed Jaws, E.T., BFG. See, I can name three of my films. It has to be me. Lincoln, that's four. That's enough proof for you to retract."
He's the best.
He's so funny. Sexual harassment, you guys, is a thing that is in the news. This probably didn't get much press. It was a big story among Seahawks fans, but Warren Moon, the Pro Football Hall of Famer, has been suspended from the broadcast. He's been the color radio guy for a long time. He's had multiple women come out. And then now Marshall Faulk and Ike Taylor, former players on the NFL Network, have also both been suspended due to charges of sexual harassment, along with an analyst on the channel, Heath Evans. There's almost not a single business you can think of that is not being affected by this. But, yeah. I mean, all you can do is be sad that it happened. Be sad for the women who were involved in this. And how about
hopefully everybody else will see this and stop
exactly
doing this.
Stop harassing, yeah. And how about this? How about this for a bombshell in local media? Steve Edwards, co-anchor of Good Day L.A., fired yesterday.
Is that right?
How long has he been doing that? I feel like he was on TV, Kevin, when you and I came to work here. He was already doing morning television. He has been the co-host of Good Day LA on Channel 11 for 22 years. And before that, he was on Channel 2 with Connie Chung all the way back in the 80s. He was fired yesterday, and it's sexual harassment accusations against him as well.
Wow.
I mean, that's kind of our own mini Matt Lauer scandal, I guess. All right, do I have time for one more?
Sure.
I don't know that, and I know this is the age of reboots. There are so many shows in 2017 that came back from the dead. You know, you think about Family. What's the Bob Saget show? Family.
Full House.
Full House.
Fuller
yeah,
House.
Yeah, you think about the Gilmore Girls. You got all these shows are coming back. I don't know that they all need to come back.
Yeah.
I think there's some shows it's okay that they had their time and their place. Joey Lawrence was on Steve Harvey's talk show Monday and says there's been a lot of talk about rebooting Blossom.
Has there been?
I don't know if there has been a lot of talk or if it's just Joey Lawrence begging them to reboot Blossom. They asked what his character Joey Russo would be in modern times. He said he'd probably be a washed-up athlete. When the show ended, he was going off to play baseball. He was a really good baseball player, so I think he probably went on, had a great career, got married several times because he was always into the ladies. And I think maybe he comes home now for the first time now that his career is over. So he's got this whole idea in his brain about what he'd like to see it happen. Mayim Bialik, by the way, who was his co-star on the show, who knows if she would be interested or available, but she is one of the stars of the Big Bang Theory, so she may not be able to. But again, I don't know that we need a Blossom reboot. Right?
Right.
Right.
I'm not sure what you said, but I think so.
Speaking of Maya Bialik, she is not only probably not going to be on Blossom, she is celebrating a birthday today. She is 42 years old. Actress Regina Hall, one of our favorites, turns 44. Former Price is Right host Bob Barker, still alive, you guys. Still spaying and neutering those pets. He is 94. Actress Jennifer Connelly is 47. Bill Nighy, 68. And singer Dionne Warwick, also still alive, and 77. And that's this hour's Showbiz News. Adam Vera from Claremont, thank you for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. You're going to be celebrating New Year's Eve at the OC Fair and Events Center with Dirty Heads and Young the Giant and DJ Jeremiah Red on the 30th and 31st. We got more tickets you can win tomorrow here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Plus,
for New
we got
Year's
more
Eve.
Tickets for Acoustic Christmas.
Actually,
we
gave those away. We do have Jumanji tickets coming up later on today, and also tickets for the Star Wars Marathon event at the El Capitan, including you being one of the first people in America to see The Last Jedi. Got that coming up.
Why are you singing it?
Hey, Muggs.
All right.
Right?
Yeah.
The top rerun. Interview moments, the top rerun. Interview moments, the top rerun. Interview moments. That's outrageous. When your Muggs on the case, you'll stick a microphone in your face. Questions, he's got none. He just yells, that is awesome.
Let's go, indeed.
Muggs, how long have you been working here on the Kevin and Bean Show, son?
Since 2008.
A lot of people are asking how.
Do you feel in your 9 years in public service that you have gotten better at doing interviews?
Ooh, I'll answer.
Hold on. Define better.
What do you think, Muggs? How do you feel your skills have improved or not over the course of your employment here?
I have learned a lot over the years here at the K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show. And one thing I know is I will never fail to fail.
Okay. All right.
That's
well,
our man.
Here's your top 10 beer mug interview moments of 2017. First up at number 10, this happened in Las Vegas, I believe, at the Mayweather-McGregor press conference.
What's up, party people? Beer mug here at Staples Center. And behind me stands one of the greatest. What's up, beer mug? What's up, beer mug? I just say hi to myself.
We are going to be hearing more from that spectacular day in Las Vegas later in the countdown. That was a great start to a great day, wasn't it?
That sounded like it was at the Staples Center for the Las Vegas fight, no?
Oh, is that what it was?
Because I think he said Staples Center.
Okay. It could have been.
Matter. Fair enough. It really doesn't matter. Sorry I brought it up.
At the Hollywood Christmas Parade this year, Muggs had the opportunity to interview TV legend Burt Ward. He was TV's Robin on the old Batman TV show back in the 60s, and he asked a very curious question of Burt.
First of all, last time I saw you was that lovely tribute that the city of Los Angeles did for Mr. Adam West. How many times has your phone line lit up since Adam's passing?
Well, a lot of people called with condolences.
So wait. Your best friend in show business died. Did anyone notice?
Yeah, that was a rhetorical question.
Also, right? Who has a phone line?
And why does it light up?
Right.
It's like a bat phone, right?
Is that what you were thinking?
You were not thinking that. That was pretty quick, though. That was pretty quick.
Same parade. I like to think that Muggs did this on purpose, that he was just making a funny ha-ha, but you be the judge.
How many times will people come up to you and go, this is how we do it?
I don't do that.
See, that was Montel Williams, yet Muggs was singing a Montel Jordan song.
See?
You got shut down so quickly.
He did.
Oh, they don't do that.
He did. Where'd you, was it the MTV Movie Awards you ran into legendary hip-hop artist Redman?
Yes, it was the VMAs.
VMAs, all right. And one of the worst questions Muggs has ever asked comes in at number 7 for the year.
Personal question for Redman. I was at Caesar's Palace one day, this is a while back, and I saw you in the Forum Shops walking in the Nike store. You were hanging out, I don't know what it was for, but you were hanging out just out in the open like a normal guy at the Forum Shops at the Nike store in Caesar's Palace in Vegas.
Okay, yeah, that was...
The question that has been on my mind for all the years since I've seen you, what kicks did you buy? What did you end up purchasing?
From the Forum Shop? I forgot what the hell they was.
Yeah.
How?
Hey, you remember when you were shopping a year ago? What did you buy?
What was happening there, Muggs?
Not really a question that the entire listening audience would have loved to find
what
out.
What happened
about.
There?
I really wanted to know what he bought. That was more for me.
Yeah. And look how long it took you to get to the question.
That's my
too.
Favorite part. Is usually he makes a long statement that sounds like a filibuster before right. he ever gets to a question right. or not.
All right, Muggs, we're up to number six now. Your top 10 moments of 2017. What was CatCon? Describe that for folks.
CatCon is a convention for feline lovers everywhere.
And there was apparently someone there who has an act doing raps about cats, and Muggs thought he would challenge him and do his own.
Love it.
Look at my cat eyes. You know I got them nine lives, but don't scratch me with your paw. A feline against the law. I got some yarn in a ball. Use a kitten. I'm the boss. Chase that fish for your fam. Mo Show and Mug got that plan. And ravioli.
That's dope. I like that.
You happy with that one, Muggs?
That was pretty strong, you have to admit, right?
Could I just interrupt and say that's not dope?
Come on!
Number five, do you remember where you were when you threw a temper tantrum on the red carpet about not getting to talk to David Hasselhoff? You remember where that might have been?
Oh, wow. You know,
let's see again, if this, it doesn't matter.
See if this refreshes your memory.
David K-Rock! David, did you go to Coachella this year, David? Are there any rooms at the Marriott? Oh, wow, for being such a big fan of K-Rock, didn't even give me the time of day. David Hasselhoff.
Right? Listen to the disgust in Muggs' voice.
He was so happy 10 seconds earlier.
And then he just turned on the Hoff.
He was 2 feet away from me and he ignored me. Did the right thing, but he did still. The right thing.
Counting down the top 10 Beer Mug interview moments of 2017. This one is one of my all-time favorites, not just for this year, but for all time. It was number four. And the reason I love this so much is because, you know, Muggs' thing is when he sees celebrities on the red carpet, he gets excited and he starts screaming their names. We've heard him do it for years. Right, screaming their names to get them to come over. Except in this case, Muggs was screaming the wrong name for the celebrity.
Tattoo! 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 Tattoo!
I just realized that I was calling Taboo from Black Eyed Peas Tattoo. Just realized that. Because I'm an asshole.
I wonder why he didn't come over.
I wonder why.
What a shame. Number three on the list. You know, we've had all kinds of Muggs. We've had frustrated Muggs. We've had I'm over it Muggs. I think drunk Muggs is my favorite.
Yeah, he's the best.
And this was from did we do a singles party in Las Vegas and we bust a bunch of listeners out? Is that what happened?
Yes.
And this is Muggs on the bus.
I'm f***ing hammered, Juan. Juan, I can't figure out how to stop my recording machine.
Oh, man.
Can you do it for me?
Can
you do it for me?
Do you know you just said that?
Were you even aware you were recording anything at that time?
Probably not.
And number two and number one, this is a combo because you can just pick and choose your favorite parts of this. This goes back to the hype on the Mayweather-McGregor fight. And I don't know what the heck is going on with Muggs. You tell me.
What's up, party people? Beer Mug here in Las Vegas. The biggest fights in combat sports history. It's Mayweather. Gosh, shut the up.
Right?
Me.
Right?
That guy just looked at me like, wow, what's wrong with him?
Right?
What up, everybody? It is Beer Mug here in what is up? Beer Mug here in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you having a stroke, or do you remember what was happening that day, Muggs?
I think my brain to my mouth processes were not working.
I'll preach you to the choir here.
let's see if you finally nailed it, though.
I stayed up a little too late last night. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get even with the casino.
By the way, I stayed up late last night. Doesn't need to be followed by, you know what I'm saying? Because you stayed up late. I assume is what that means.
I now know why they build all these new hotels. And I'm just glad that they didn't take my firstborn.
Is this some sort of therapy now? Or are you just kind of talking your feelings out? What's happening?
Yeah, it's a little self-therapy. Just talking it out.
Sitting down having a chat with myself.
Did you have any wise words for yourself?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just glad they didn't take my firstborn child yesterday.
All right. Now, that's the most terrifying sentence I've ever heard from Beer Mix, because that makes it sound like there's going to be another child at some point.
How
don't,
dare
you? Can't,
you?
Well, first of all, that his kid was up for being taken.
Right.
Which means he probably put it on a table somewhere.
Did cross his mind, yes.
And there's going to be another one. Come on, Muggs. Don't do that. Let's continue.
Don't laugh at me. What's up, What's up, party people? Beer Mug here in Las Vegas, Nevada. For the biggest... Is it Nevada or Nevada?
What the?
Because I've said Nevada. I said Nevada. And people were like, Nevada, huh?
This is an existential crisis at this point. Like, he's questioning everything he knows.
And I'm not positive if I'm you, I'm doing the dumb voice for other people. I'm not sure you want to pull that out.
It is May... God damn it, I almost f***ing heard it.
Nope.
Why do Kevin and Bean keep sending me to these things? I clearly cannot do this.
That is why we keep sending you to these things.
It is Beer Mug here. For the most anticipated fight in combat sports history, they've invited... Why do I... God, I hate myself.
Same.
And they've invited me from the Kevin and Bean Show to represent the Kevin and Bean Show from... I'm done.
Don't you wish he was done?
Is he not?
Man. No, he's not. You know, there's more? Oh, no, he's done.
He's done. Okay, good.
You know, listening to all that, you guys, it's depressing, but also there's a silver lining with everything.
And what's that?
I'm going to attempt to get better in 2018.
The top interview moments. That's outrageous.
Bean's been fighting with a microphone stand for about 45 minutes now.
Is it this one here?
Yeah, that one. You pull it up.
Okay, hang on.
Well, you have to loosen it first.
Right, I'll work on it afterwards. All right.
What's wrong with you?
Hey, just ahead of giving away something we've never given away before on the Kevin and Bean Show, let's hear that moment with from yesterday,
really?
Shall we?
Do we have to?
Let's do it.
Yep. Right.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Rapper Vanilla Boy. I'm sorry. Let me try that again.
Vanilla Boy. What just happened?
I said Vanilla.
Who are you trying to say?
I'm saying Mos Def's current name.
Yes, is what?
Which is nothing like Vanilla Boy.
What is it?
Yes, Yasin Bey.
And you saw Vanilla Boy?
I can't.
That was a moment with Kevin.
Is it too late to put that in the top 10 moments with of the year?
Yeah, you were trying to tell me that it's eligible for next year.
Well,
that's nonsense.
It has to be if it happened after
calendar
the countdown.
Calendar year, man. Calendar year.
I don't know. That is... I need to hear that again.
I don't think you do.
I do too.
I don't feel...
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Rapper Vanilla Boy. I'm sorry. Let me try that again.
Vanilla Boy? What just happened? What just happened?
I said Vanilla.
Who are you trying to say?
I'm saying Mos Def's current name.
Yes, is what?
Which is nothing like Vanilla Boy.
What is it?
Yes, Yasin Bey.
And you saw Vanilla Boy?
I can't.
That was a moment with Kevin.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that happened yesterday.
That's
you
amazing.
Do good work.
Thanks.
All right, Star Wars marathon passes you can win coming up later on today. We'll talk to the guy who invented the napping pod so that you have a place to sleep at the mall. First, though, time for another look at what's going on in Hollywood.
Jimmy Kimmel was back last night on his television show. Last week he was out because of his son Billy having heart surgery, which they knew was coming the whole time, but it still has to be frightening as hell.
Sure.
And he brought Billy out on stage in front of everybody. He's the cutest little kid.
Hi, I'm Jimmy. This is Billy. I was out last week because... this guy had a heart surgery. But look, he's fine, everybody. He may have pooped, but he's fine. And I want to thank Chris Pratt and Tracy Ellis Ross and Neil Patrick Harris and Melissa McCarthy for filling in for us last week. Each of them... they each gave a full day of their very busy lives to give me time off, and I'm grateful to them for doing that. And... Daddy cries on TV, but Billy doesn't. It's unbelievable.
Was Jimmy always a crier?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he's always been super emotional.
Because he cries a lot on TV now.
Yeah, he does.
And we also want to thank the very bright and talented doctors and nurses at Children's Hospital who treated Billy, and not just Billy, many kids with so much caring and compassion, children from every income level whose health is especially threatened right now because of something you probably never heard of. It's called CHIP.
CHIP?
What?
Son of a bitch!
CHIP is threatening little kids?
My bad.
What's wrong with you? CHIP is the Children's Health Insurance Program.
Oh.
It covers around 9 million American kids whose parents make too much money to qualify for Medicaid but don't have access to affordable coverage to their jobs, which means it almost certainly covers children you know. About 1 in 8 children are covered only by CHIP, and it's not controversial. It's not a partisan thing. In fact, the last time funding for CHIP was authorized was in 2015. It passed with a vote of 392 to 337 in the House and 92-8 in the Senate. Overwhelmingly, Democrats and Republicans supported it until now. Now CHIP has become a bargaining chip. It's on the back burner while they work out their new tax plans, which means parents of children with cancer and diabetes and heart problems are about to get letters saying their coverage could be cut off next month. Merry Christmas, right?
Be funny. Do mean tweets.
So this happened because Congress, about 72 days ago, failed to approve funding for CHIP. Since the first time since it was created, 2 decades ago, this is literally a life and death program for American kids. It's always had bipartisan support, but this year they let the money for it expire while they work on getting tax cuts for their millionaire and billionaire donors. And imagine getting that letter, literally not knowing how you'll be able to afford to save your child's life. This is not a hypothetical. About 2 million CHIP kids have serious chronic conditions. I don't know about you. I've had enough of this. I don't know what could be more disgusting than putting a tax cut that mostly goes to rich people ahead of the lives of children. Why hasn't CHIP been funded already? If these were potato chips they were taking away from us, we would be marching on Washington with pitchforks and spears right now. So once again, I'm asking you, Billy's asking you to make 2 phone calls you shouldn't have to make. Jam the House and Senate phones tonight, tomorrow, as long as it takes. Tell them to take a break from tax cuts for a minute and fully fund CHIP immediately. Call your representatives. You can get to both. Leave messages for both of them. Don't let them keep pushing it off. They need to fund CHIP now. And I also want to remind everyone that Friday is the last day to enroll in the Affordable Health Care Plan, in spite of President Trump's efforts to sweep it under his rug. Obamacare is not dead. It's very much alive. Millions of people qualify for reduced rate or even totally free plans. But you only have 4 days left to sign up. So if you do not have health insurance, go to healthcare.gov and get it. You have to do it by December 15th. And by the way, if you don't do it, you will pay a penalty of at least $695 next year if you don't have insurance. So do it. And right, Billy, do it. And Billy's doing great, by the way. He has one more surgery.
There's our boy Jimmy.
Right.
Making a difference.
Gonna have Jimmy on the show tomorrow.
I don't think that's true. I think Jimmy may be driving a super special guest in on the show tomorrow.
My understanding was both of them were coming.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So what do you think? Jimmy's just going to drop them off and stay in the parking lot?
Because Jimmy knows Santa Carl. I thought maybe Jimmy was just bringing them down. But if you say they'll both be here, that's great news.
Celebrity birthdays. Actress Mayim Bialik is 42. Actress Regina Hall is 44. Former Price is Right host Bob Barker is 94 years old. Actress Jennifer Connelly is 47. Actor Bill Nighy is 68. And singer Dionne Warwick is 77. And that is your showbiz.
All right, we're going to open up the phones right now. I promised we were going to give away something we've never given away before. Here's what's going on. This is the time of year where you are often invited to parties, and many times they are white elephant parties, where you are supposed to bring an inexpensive and sometimes bad gift to
a handout.
A gag gift. Well, as it turns out, our office is crammed full of crap. I mean, you can't imagine.
Promotional items, just nonsense.
You can't imagine how much nonsense ends up in our office. So we thought, how about this as a service to the Kevin and Bean listener? You call us at 1-800-520-1067. We get you on the phone. We say hi. We spin the wheel, and then we give you our crap that you can then turn around and wrap up and give to somebody else as a white elephant gift at a holiday party this year. How about that?
It's not good stuff.
No.
I'm telling you right now.
No, it's not. I mean, it's it's not good stuff,
right?
I mean, a taxidermy rat, for it's just to name one item. I don't know how we ended up with a taxidermy rat, but that's one of the items on the wheel. So call us right now, 1-800-520-1067. We'll spin the wheel. Oh, crap. Next on K-Rock.
Hey!
No. No.
No, I think no.
How about no hay in 2018? How about that, Jeff?
No hay, no?
Hey, you guys, welcome into the program. It's a Tuesday morning. This, I think, is going to be great for us because we've got to clean up this office. We have so much junk in there. Let's spin the Wheel of Crap.
Wheel of Crap.
That's it. That's the whole. All right.
Bean, what some people will do is they'll have parties, and then they'll go to other people's houses.
What?
Right.
And why would you go into somebody else's house?
And then a lot of times it's a white elephant gift, which I'm not exactly sure where that name came from, but it's just, it's junk. It's basic junk that you give away.
All right.
And we have all of our stuff that we found here at K-Rock. Christine went on a mission yesterday, our assistant producer.
Cleaning up the office, right?
Not the office, the station. She walked around to different people's offices. Tell us what's on the wheel.
Well, I actually probably stole a few things.
Okay,
so
good.
In case anyone's listening, I'm sorry.
Fine with that.
We have a real taxidermy rat that was sent to us by, I believe, when they were promoting the movie Sinister 2.
Okay.
And it's a real rat. Mm-hmm. We have a 4-pack of eye thighs, sexy garter phone holders. You put them on your thigh, and it's a place for you to put your phone.
Oh, I see. So I can keep my phone under my skirt.
Yeah, under your skirt.
Got
totally.
It.
Most of us don't have pockets in our cargo shorts,
right,
so
sure. Yeah.
Like you guys do.
Right.
We have an autographed 2015 April Foolishness cutout, which we can personalize.
Oh,
from 2015. We have a box of porn because we've got a gold fanny pack and festival survival kit as part of Kevin's Dance or Die kit.
All right. In case you're going to, you know, EDM festivals.
EDC.
This,
yep. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sam the Armenian comedian. It's a cardboard cutout of his head.
Not giving that away.
Missing
we
teeth.
Are if it lands
Kevin,
on it.
We're giving,
not
that,
giving
away.
That away.
No one wants it except for you
I
in the office.
I love it.
We have Dave the King of Mexico's little bub talking bobblehead and... That's the noise it makes.
Now, why is Dave getting rid of his little bub bobblehead? He loves little bub.
He doesn't want to. I'm insisting.
Oh, I see.
I can't take it.
I think he's finding out this information right now in the other room, so for the first time.
All right. What else on the wheel?
27. Oh my gosh. I can't even talk. I'm sorry. A 2007 K-Rock calendar.
See, that's the important thing. It's 2007 calendar.
I don't know why we had that, but
don't
I found
either.
It.
Love it.
And since it's so bad, we're putting an awesome K-Rock baseball cap with it,
okay.
Which we've never given out before.
Okay.
We have two giant Chupa Chups lollipops. Which
they're the size of a cantaloupe.
Yeah. And they sent them to us to use as like bats when we had a Candy Crush pinata, and I actually don't know why.
Okay.
So
all right.
We have that. We have an autographed Mr. T in your pocket.
Oh, it's autographed.
Yeah, it's autographed, and it has little sayings on it, which we will get from the other room in a second. And we have an L.A. Kings Bean bobblehead.
Yeah, they made you a bobblehead. Remember that?
Wow.
From 10 years?
Yeah, probably.
Maybe.
That's nice.
I stole that from our sales department in the back.
That's a nice item. All right, so again, what's this called?
Wheel of Crap.
Let's meet our first lucky winner. By the way, this is going to be a game that there are no losers. Everybody gets a prize.
Oh, no. Everybody gets a prize, but they're all losers. All right. We start with Jeff in Garden Grove. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how are you doing?
We are good.
What did you think about that list of items that we're going to give away here on the show?
I want it all. I want it
wheel
all.
Wheel of Crap.
All right. Let's spin the wheel. And it is going to be, well, look at that. It's the King of Mexico's little bum talking bobblehead.
Yay!
Yes. Congratulations. You got the thing that we're dying to get rid of.
I'm heading over now.
All right. Merry Christmas, Jeff. You hang on. We'll get your shipping information. Who's next?
Liz in Whittier. Hi.
Yes, hi.
All right, Liz, giving away the wheel of crap here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Let's spin that wheel and... I'm sorry, you have the 2007 K-Rock calendar and K-Rock baseball cap.
The baseball cap is cool, but I don't know that you need a 2007 calendar.
I'm not sure what you do with that either.
All right. All right, let's go to Toby in Montebello. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks.
All right, Toby, you ready for a free gift?
Yes, a free gift.
Wheel of Crap.
You have the autographed Mr. T in your pocket.
I pity the fool.
So this is a little device.
Don't give me no back talk,
and
sucker.
You press buttons, and it has Mr. T saying expressions.
Don't make me mad.
And the last time we had...
Last name, period. Last name, T.
Toby, the last time we had the great Mr. T in studio, he autographed it for us, so this is a nice item.
Shut up, fool.
All right, you happy about that, Toby?
I'm excited. My wife was even more thrilled.
Oh, yeah. You got the best one by far.
Yeah, I think that is a great item. What do you want to bet that Toby is going to wrap that up and give it to his wife as a very thoughtful and considerate Christmas
gift? Toby, don't do that. Please don't do that.
I had to look all over for it, honey. I really did.
I know how much you love Mr. T, and I went out of my way to get it autographed for you, honey.
Alex in Bellflower, welcome to
Wheel of Crap.
All right, Alex, I doubt you expected this when you woke up this morning, but you're about to get a free prize from the Kevin and Bean office. You ready?
Sure am.
Here we go. I think I just dislocated my shoulder. You get the two giant Chupa Chup lollipops.
Yes.
Woo.
Woo.
Hey, Alex, do you have a party to go to use these yet, or have you not been invited?
A company Christmas party. Somebody's getting them.
There you go.
All right, there you go.
There you go. Sweet.
By the way, I'm stunned that candy as big as that survived in our office all year long with Kevin here.
I know,
like,
right?
Like, why hasn't Kevin taken a bite out of the Chupa Chups? It looks like each one... It's like the size of a softball.
Yeah, I blame myself for that.
Yeah, like, you would love that.
Let's go to John in Long Beach. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. Hey, douchebags.
All right. We already got time for, we only have time for a couple more items, John.
So hey, shut up, Christina. Wasn't that funny?
Rat.
You want the taxidermy rat.
We get that away already.
That's sorry. A nice gift for the wife.
You have the 4-pack of iFi Sexy Garter phone holder.
Yay!
Oh, you're going to look so good, John.
Yes, yes, fab.
Congrats. Thank you.
All right. All right, do we have time for another?
Wheel of Crap.
Let's say hi to Cody in Pasadena. Hi, Cody.
Hey, how's it going?
Cody, I bet that you are sitting there praying for the Boxo porn. Do I know you or do I not know you?
Porn or the rat?
Porn or the rat. Did we already give away the rat?
We did.
We did give away that.
Sorry, you're right. Oh. Everybody wants the rat. What? Hold on.
We did it.
Dave says we didn't give it away.
Oh, we didn't.
Yet. So the rat is still on the wheel. The
rat is still in play. Okay.
Come on, rat.
Rat, rat,
come on,
rat.
Let's see how you do.
Rat, 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 rat.
You got the rat!
Yay!
You just won a taxidermy rat from the Kevin and Bean Show.
Perfect gift for the mother-in-law.
Wheel of crap.
Very nice.
Wheel of crap.
By the way, if you go to the Kevin and Bean Instagram account, you can see all of the Wheel of Crap items that we just gave away. In case you want to know what a taxidermied rat looks like that a listener just won.
It looks like a rat.
It kind of does, right? Mm-hmm. 4 minutes from right now, you guys. 4 minutes from right now, we're going to give away a pair of passes to the Star Wars Marathon event at the El Capitan Theater, which starts tomorrow, runs it's all the movies, and it ends with The Last Jedi. So you get a chance to see them all for free on us, and we'll throw in a copy of Star Wars Battlefront 2 for Xbox One and Star Wars The Last Jedi gift bag. 4 minutes from right now, we'll tell you how to win that. First, though, Kevin, you ever had sex with a ghost?
No.
Sorry to ask such a personal question.
Yeah, I had to think.
It's
through the Rolodex.
It's in the news right now.
Super pasty white people count?
No.
Okay.
These are actual ghosts, dead people. This is a 27-year-old who's already a little shaky in my mind because her job, she says, is as a spiritual guidance counselor. That's what she does for a living.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. Her name is Amethyst Realm. She is 27. She did an interview a few days ago on the British morning television show called ITV This Morning, and they asked all the questions you would want to ask a woman who had sex with a ghost.
When did you first encounter a spirit?
It would have been about 12 years ago now. I was living with my fiancé.
Yeah.
And he was working away a lot. We just moved into a new house in Hereford. And after a while, he was going away maybe 1 week, 2 weeks at a time. I started to feel...
I feel like maybe he was leaving 2 weeks at a time on purpose.
Kind of like a presence, maybe, I guess you could call it, around the house.
Yeah, which is then, some people would be a bit little scared of, but you weren't scared by it.
It never felt scary. It felt comforting, if anything.
And even when you were in... this all happened sort of in the spare bedroom. That was where it was, you know, it's most powerful. Even when it came up behind you and you could feel its breath on your neck, that still didn't freak you out?
Not at all, no.
So then you decided that you would take it to the next level, and you dressed...
What do you think a ghost's first move is, if a ghost is going to try and have sex with you?
I can't imagine. I mean, I don't know, but we're getting into the part of the interview now where she decided, after feeling the presence of the ghost, she decided she wanted to take it to the next level, and she's about to dress up for the ghost. Now, why would you imagine a ghost would need or want that?
So she looks good.
Okay.
What's wrong with you?
In a very sexy negligee. Yeah. And you went into the spare bedroom and turned the lights off and waited.
I did, yes.
And what happened?
I waited for a while, and then I got a little bit worried. I thought maybe I'd scared it off by being too keen.
Oh, okay.
And then sort of just as I'd given up hope and was starting to fall asleep, it came to me.
And what happened?
Yeah, just before you fell asleep, this happened.
Yeah, it's weird. Hmm. I wasn't completely conscious and awake, but I saw something that's inexplicable.
I don't know what I can say on TV.
Well, you just had to wait.
You had sex?
Yeah, I had sex with the ghost.
With a ghost?
Yeah. Yes.
But you can't wrap your arms around a ghost.
No. So how physically, how does the sex bit happen?
Okay, that's a great question, right? By the way. Because the ghost doesn't have a body, right?
Is the ghost male or female even? We don't know that, do we?
I think she seems to think it was a male. Let's find out how the sexy time worked.
You can still feel it. Like, it was kind of, it's difficult to explain.
Like a weight.
Kind of a weight, but at the same time weightless. And like a physical, there's the breath and stroking.
Okay, she's gone cuckoo. Am I right?
And the energy as well. I think the energy was a lot to do with it. Do you feel a connection?
And does a sexual experience with a ghost end in orgasm?
For me, yeah.
But I was going
to
say, wow.
And fan for the ghost?
I just hope so.
And this relationship carried on for some time, and eventually you got busted by your boyfriend.
I did, yeah. I was. He came home from work a day early, and apparently he says he saw...
Can I just say something?
She's lucky he came home at all.
A, yes. And B, if you get off work early, don't go home.
We have been telling you that for years. Nothing good ever comes of surprising your partner at home. Nothing good.
The shape of a man through the spare room window when he pulled up.
Which is unusual because the ghost had never showed him his physical form to you at all.
Yeah,
and yet,
it's interesting.
To your fiancé, did.
Yeah.
All right, so... They break up, by the way. She was with that ghost for 3 years.
I'm sorry.
She says.
She breaks up with the boyfriend?
The ghost.
She breaks up with the ghost.
Yes. She says that they just got too used to each other. The sex just became routine, and it was time
it got
for them
old.
To move on.
It you got to old. Freshen up, sure.
But she then went on to have sex with multiple other ghosts, and she talks about, I mean, she's very popular in the ghost world.
You say, because since your first sexual encounter with a spirit, you haven't had human contact in that way since.
No.
So once you go ghost, you never go back.
Pretty much, yeah.
Is that right?
It is, yeah. I've got no interest in men now.
But what about children? Because that surely is not possible.
I mean, a ghost baby.
Well, let's find out if this crazy lady thinks she can now have a ghost baby.
I don't know. I've done actually a bit of research into phantom pregnancies recently, which I know sounds
phantom
ridiculous.
Pregnancy doesn't mean you have a phantom.
It doesn't, but actually, there's case studies where people have done a bit of research, and there's... I'm trying to think how to explain.
Yeah.
But there is sort of possibilities that could actually be maybe the ghost of a child within you, but people don't know how to... carry it on to full time, kind of thing.
Okay.
And would you like to become pregnant with Dix?
Yeah, at some point. Not now, but...
Not now, guys. Come on, crazy. I'm only 27.
Don't rush me.
What about Amethyst, you guys? What about our little friend Amethyst?
I love her, first of all.
Do you now?
I love her. Everything about her. Yes, I do.
All right, Star Wars time. This is a big one, you guys. You get to see all of the movies from The Phantom Menace all the way through The Last Jedi for free on us at K-Rock. This is the last Star Wars marathon ticket giveaway we have for you on The Kevin and Bean Show, because it starts tomorrow, of course. You can call us right now at 1-800-520-1067. We'll also throw in a copy of Star Wars Battlefront 2 for Xbox One, Star Wars Last Jedi gift bag. You will have to know something about Star Wars. Trivia game this time around. So if you know your Star Wars, call now. Star Wars The Last Jedi. I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to put it out there. You can laugh at me if you want. I think it will be the number one movie this weekend. I'm willing
to say. That's a great prediction.
I think that's how popular that's going to be. Star Wars Last Jedi. It is the final film in the Star Wars marathon event happening at the El Capitan Theater 2. We've been giving away tickets all week long. We've got them for you right now, plus a copy of the Star Wars Battlefront 2 for Xbox One, which is supposed to be awesome, and a Star Wars Last Jedi gift bag that includes a BB-8 collectible popcorn bucket.
All right. You need that.
And this game is called Star Wars Villains.
We have tickets to a Star Wars marathon. Come on now, let's have some fun. Just name the bag.
Star Wars Villains is not the good guys, is what we've just learned.
Right.
Look, here's one thing I know about Star Wars people, is they know they're Star Wars villains. So I think they're going to do great here. We are giving away, do we have...
Five pair.
Yep. All right, fantastic. So we ask a trivia question about a Star Wars villain. All you have to do is name the villain. Who's our first contestant, please?
Our first contestant is James in Westminster. Hi.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. Omar, you do great work.
Omar really does do great work, by the way. All right, Kevin's going to ask you a question. All you have to do is come up with the villain. If you're right, you're going to the marathon. Good luck.
This villain is a Sith Lord trained by Dark Sidious. He's a master in the ways of the dark side and talented assassin tasked with killing Jedi Knights Obi-Wan Kenobi and Qui-Gon Jinn, I believe is how you say that, lending itself to the best fight scenes in Episode 1, Phantom Menace.
Darth Maul?
Sure it
Darth
is.
Darth Maul is correct. Nicely done. You got
the Star Wars villains.
All right, James, enjoy the movie. Let's move on to Pedro. He's in Corona. He's up next on line two. Pedro, good morning, sir.
Hey, morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, great. Thanks. Listen up.
This villain is the mastermind behind Order 66, which led to the deaths of majority of Jedi Knights. He's also the man who turned Anakin Skywalker into the Sith Lord Darth Vader. What a dick.
Yes, very sad theme. That would be Palpatine, Count Dooku, or the Emperor.
You are correct, sir. Correct. You are correct on all fronts. Well done. Enjoy the marathon. All right, two for two. I love this.
Star Wars villains.
Evan in Redlands. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thank you. This villain was first introduced to us in Return of the Jedi. He runs a crime syndicate on Tatooine and enjoys keeping slaves for entertainment, which ultimately leads to his downfall. Also, he looks like a giant slug.
Jabba the Hutt?
That is
not
correct.
Not Beer Mug? I swear to God, when I heard the giant slug, I thought it must be Beer Mug.
I feel like we're giving these away, aren't we?
Yeah, we just really are. All right.
Star Wars villains.
James is there. Pedro's there. Evan's there. Let's see if Michelle can join them. By the way, a lot of love from the 909 here this morning. Redlands, now Riverside. Hey, Michelle. What's up?
Hi. Hi, how are you?
We are good.
Good luck. Here's Kevin.
This villain was a former Jedi trainee under his uncle Luke Skywalker before he destroyed Luke's attempt to restore the Jedi Order. He became an apprentice of the Supreme Leader Snoke of the First Order. Then, this a-hole killed his own father.
Kylo Ren?
Yes.
Kylo Ren is correct.
Spoiler alert, by the way.
Star Wars villains.
I mean, just in case.
But really?
Santa Ana's Jerome up next on the Kevin and Bean Show. Jerome, how have you been doing playing along with your fellow phone contestants while waiting to get on the air?
Pretty easy, so.
They are easy questions, right?
All right, let's come up with a real hard one then for Jerome, since he's got that attitude.
Throughout the Clone Wars, this villain commands the droid army. He also battles Obi-Wan Kenobi in Revenge of the Sith. He's part human, Kalish, and part machine. He has a metal body and uses multiple lightsabers at once in battle.
General Grievous.
Yes!
Star Wars villains.
Look at that.
That's all five, by the way. This has been Star Wars villains.
Star Wars villains.
The bad guys.
Star Wars villains.
Not the good guys.
Star Wars villains.
Come on, Kevin.
I'll enjoy a moment with right now, sure.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Rapper Vanilla Boy.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Let me try that again.
Vanilla Boy?
What just happened? What just happened?
I said Vanilla.
Who are you trying to say?
I'm saying Mos Def's current name.
Yes, is what?
Which is nothing like Vanilla Boy.
What is it?
Yes, Yasin Bey.
And you saw Vanilla Boy?
I can't.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
I mean, that didn't happen. Responsible broadcasting.
No, it's not at all.
No.
Oh, that was fun.
Too bad the top 10 list is behind us, right?
That might be number one for 2018,
It'll be ridiculous. It's still 2017.
Hey, guys, spoiler alert. Here's the thing. There are some shows, I don't ever go on the radio trying to spoil any TV or movie show, but there are some shows that are kind of famous for people dying on it.
Spoiler alert.
And I feel like if you're watching The Walking Dead, it's kind of on you to get to it within the first couple of days. Once it starts to get, you know, midweek past Walking Dead, I feel like it's on you if you haven't heard about it. But yeah, I am.
There's certain things. There's live sporting events. I mean, for the most part, you have to know it or it'll get spoiled.
It'll get spoiled.
And
so
you've got to be cool with
it. I'm giving you a heads up. If you've not yet seen Sunday Night's Walking Dead,
say it.
Tune away for 1 minute.
Say it.
Because
say it.
There is going to be a spoiler alert.
Say it.
And that is
say
that
it.
Kevin has
yes.
been since episode one of The
say
Walking
it.
Dead.
Say it.
Has been saying you have to kill Carl.
Give it to me.
Carl was bitten by a zombie, Kevin. Was bitten by a zombie. You feel like this is sweet redemption for you? And by the way,
hold on.
I know you're happy. By the way, all right, I got it. Let me get back to the story now. I know you're happy. Carl was bitten by a walker, which means. Come on! I have to move on.
No, you don't.
All right. I know you're happy. And that's this hour's showbiz news. Cut it off.
All right. So every time...
How long have I been waiting for that?
Since episode one. And every time we have Robert Kirkman, you say, come on, you got to kill Carl. What are you going to kill Carl? You got to kill Carl. And he's always like, oh, the fans would hate it. They would revolt so much if we killed Carl,
yeah,
he's
told me many times it'll never happen.
It'll never happen. And it doesn't happen in the comic
but
book.
But did he die or did he just get bitten?
He got bit.
Because occasionally, like if you get bit in the leg, they could cut off your leg and save you?
Uh-huh.
Where did he get bit?
Don't know.
I haven't watched it yet.
Don't know. He was bitten by a walker and...
Who was?
Carl.
I know you're happy. But here's what... And by the way...
I'm sure a lot of Walking Dead fans were surprised. I can't imagine anyone's going to be sad to see that haircut leave the show, right? I mean, what a worthless character he is.
Yes!
But anyway, here's why I bring it up.
Yes, sir!
Is because he's 18 years old, I guess. But his father went on a Facebook rant about the show firing his son, the actor, okay? Because I'm sure at this point, dad is living off of his kid.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Making big money on The Walking Dead after how many? 6 seasons or something like that? And the thing about being on The Walking Dead is, unless you're Rick, there's a possibility you're going to die. Everyone else is going to die. Maybe Daryl. Maybe Daryl's the exception,
yeah,
too. But other than that, you're up for grabs, right?
Correct.
So he posted on his Facebook page, talking about Scott Gimple, the showrunner for The Walking Dead, watching Gimple fire my son 2 weeks before his 18th birthday after telling him they wanted him for the next 3 years was disappointing. I never trusted Gimple or AMC, but Chandler did. I know how much it hurt him. He said.
Dave said Chandler was talking about quitting and going to college.
Yeah, but that came from Dave, so I don't know if that's
okay,
true. I
mean,
according to the Facebook post of the actor's father, he said his son wanted to be there for the next 3 years, and
who?
He is furious.
Who?
The actor who plays the character who got killed on The Walking
Dead.
And
the character's name is?
Well, I don't think we need to go back and revisit that. It was Carl. Chandler Riggs' father has since deleted the Facebook post, by the way, and we will find out when The Walking Dead returns in February whether, in fact, it will be a fatal bite from a walker. But
they'll get around it, won't they?
I don't know if they will or not.
Because they have.
But here's...
Isn't that why they cut off the old man that owned the farm's leg?
Right.
Herschel.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they did. But, I mean, the thing about these shows, and this is true of any kind of entertainment, is the stakes have to matter. You have to believe that these characters are in danger and anyone can bite it. You know what I mean? And again, it's only Carl.
So I think we'll be all right.
I lost the celebrity birthdays, but there is an internet, so you can find them for yourself. And that is this hour's Showbiz News.
Killer is so good. So good Sunday night.
So good that Kat Corbett flew to Las Vegas to see them again last night in their hometown because she didn't get enough of them Sunday night at Acoustic Christmas. So she went all the way to see their show last
night.
That's
pretty sweet.
So we'll see if she makes it back here by 10 a.m. today.
We have something going on this afternoon at the HD Radio Sound Space here at K-Rock. Alice Merton is going to be performing live.
She's very talented. Singer-songwriter from Germany, I want to say.
I don't know why you would guess if you didn't know. It's going to be at 5 o'clock this afternoon, replaying for 24 hours. You can also listen to it on K-Rock HD2 at 5 p.m. Alice Merton, live from the HD Radio Sound Space.
Do we have our guest on the phone?
No.
Not as much as we would have hoped.
We have less of a guest than we thought.
Okay. Hey, by the way, I'm not going to say it again because I don't want Kevin to hit the big music, but we were just talking about a popular television character that was killed off on Sunday night's primetime TV. Mm-hmm. Coming up after our guest here in a minute, we are going to be discussing that topic.
And oh, people that that died on TV that you're happy about?
No, people that devastated you by getting killed on TV.
Oh.
That's what we're going to talk about. In fact, we may be talking about it here, whether or not Dave tells us we're going to have our guest or not. What do you think, King?
We'll have him in just a second. He doesn't take block numbers, so he's calling us.
Okay. No way to know that ahead of time, huh?
I called him from an unblocked number to test it out.
All right. Okay. Go ahead. Why don't you do that? It is amazing how it can stick with you, even though they're imaginary TV friends. You know what I mean?
If you watch a show long enough, though, you really get invested. Yeah.
It can really lay you out.
I don't know that it can lay you out, though. That's why I have to draw the line.
Well, we're going to be discussing TV deaths that affected you in a very negative way. That's coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. All right, our guest is on the line. He is the CEO of a company called Napping Pod. What is a Napping Pod? We're about to find out. Let's welcome Alex Salomon to the show. Alec, how are you, sir?
Hey, how are you guys?
We appreciate you so much coming on. I think you may be on to something. Why don't you tell our listeners what a Napping Pod is?
Well, it's basically a modular privacy space that it was originally designed with airports in mind.
How did you come up with it?
I got held up in Hong Kong for 7 hours.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So 7 hours, that's a little too much to sit around and wait, but it's not enough to go to a hotel.
Yeah, it's one of those unique situations to where you can't really do much. And then, you know, I have access to lounge, but lounge is just a nicer couch.
Right, sure.
With no privacy. Mm-hmm, whatsoever.
Right, exactly.
If you fall asleep, you still have to wake up every once in a while, make sure your stuff is still there.
Yeah, sure.
Make sure you're not snoring, too.
Yeah, exactly.
So you thought, I need is a place to lie down, right? That's what you were looking for.
Yes, and then, you know, so it was originally designed for airport, but it evolved into more than that. It's, we released the pod last year at LA Baby Shows. And it's been a hit since then, especially for mom, nursing mom.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's in the Del Amo Fashion Center, right?
Right now it is. And then we're planning for at least two or three other locations next year. Coming up next year.
What does it look like? Does it look like an igloo?
It's not. It looks really cool. It looks. It's not boxy because at least two sides are a bit inclined to let you rest. It's ergonomically designed for that.
Okay.
And what's important is it's modular. We can move it anywhere. We can tear it down within an hour and put it back within an hour and a half.
Where do you have it inside the Del Amo Fashion Center in Torrance?
It's on the second floor in front of Macy's across from Din Tai Fung, the very popular dumpling place.
Idea was people who are there, particularly if they're not the ones shopping because they're just there to accompany or drive with somebody who is, it gives them a place to kind of go and chill for an hour or something like that while they wait for their people to finish up, right?
Yeah, I mean, during the Black Friday, we got a lot of people use it, a lot of dads just watching Netflix inside. We got a guy that...
I'm going to the mall to watch some Netflix.
And then we got a guy that stole a bunch of shopping bags, and then he go watch movies.
So you have a television set in there? Television screen?
We got a 19-inch touchscreen that has access to the internet, basically.
Okay.
And
do you have a mattress? A full-size mattress?
We cannot do that because of location, the logistics of it. If you start putting a twin bed... That's a different size, and then it makes the unit bigger, so on and so forth.
What are you lying down on then, Alec?
The back is inclined in ergonomic angle. I forget the exact angle.
Okay.
But we tested. We went through a 3 focus group. Yeah, I slept in it for 3 hours, no problem. So.
Okay.
Is it roomy enough, say, for 2 people?
Well. I never thought about that.
How could you never think about
no,
that?
No.
Oh, you're kidding. Okay,
of course. Of course.
Okay, good.
No, it was one of the things that we know that issue came up. When we designed this, we have a lot of input from people that work in the architectural industry as well as fire departments, department building safety, and...
Is there room for 2 people?
it's going to be very uncomfortable. It's going to be very uncomfortable.
Good
and
enough.
Then we, yeah. And then we actually asked a couple of couples to not use the pods.
I see. Okay.
Did they wreck it? Did they wreck it?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, because we have attendant inside to watch the pods.
What?
You have a what?
Yeah, we have an attendant to clean the pods. One attendant watching over four pods, basically, to make sure everything goes well. You know, you got to keep in mind this is a new product.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So a lot of people have asked questions.
But the attendant can't see what's going on inside the pod.
No, they're not watching me sleep
or anything, right?
No. But they sense something when they saw a couple of, you know.
Understood. Yes.
Gotcha.
All right. Alex Elliman on the phone right now. He's the CEO of Knapp & Pod. If you're just joining us, they are located in the Del Amo Fashion Center in Torrance across from Macy's. How much and for how long can you rent a Knapp & Pod, Alex?
It's basically hourly. Right now, we're setting up at the promotional rate of $10 an hour.
$10 an hour.
Very cheap, yeah.
All right. Nope, I don't think that's what's happening here,
you
Kevin.
You only need it for an hour.
I don't think. I only need it for 5 minutes.
5 minutes, my bad.
Alec, do you anticipate these springing up all over the Southland if you have your way?
Yes. Yes, we are actually planning for that. We're talking to airports, different schools right now, about 6 different schools California. As well as private offices and event centers. So,
fantastic.
Do you have a place to charge your electronics, that kind of thing?
You got 3 charging outlets. You got a LED reading lights, as well as desk.
It's worth renting just to charge your stuff.
Right?
I like it, Alec.
Exactly.
Great. Congratulations. It sounds like an awesome idea.
So
I'm sure we'll be seeing them everywhere. So Del Amo Fashion Center in Torrance, if you want to try it out, the Knapp & Pod. Happy holidays to you. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for reaching out.
You bet.
Hey, this time tomorrow on the Kevin and Bean Show, be sure to have the little boy or girl in your life near the radio because Santa Carl is going to be here.
Yay!
24 hours from right now, your kid can talk to Santa Carl. It's an annual tradition that we do here on the Kevin and Bean Show that we so look forward to.
It's a good time.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That's coming up tomorrow on K-Rock. A few minutes ago in the showbiz news, we were talking about a spoiler alert here if you've not yet seen The Walking Dead from this past Sunday night. But there was a death on the show.
Who was it?
One of the actors, one of the characters on the show bitten by a walker, Kevin. And it is expected that he or she will die when the show comes back in February.
And the name of that character?
That's not what's important.
You might as well just get to it.
It's Carl.
You're very excited that he may be gone because you've hated that character since the first episode of the first season.
And I really was the only one, wasn't I?
Yes. You were the rest of us didn't have much of an opinion on Carl at all.
Every single time Robert Kirkman would come in, I would say,
how about
that? Gotta kill Carl? No, never.
You have cartoon hate for that character. But I'm sure that there are some people, particularly people who are fans of the graphic novel, who think, hey, I love Carl, and I can't believe this is happening.
No one loves Carl.
But I bet there are people who are super sad to see. Maybe people who just don't want to see an 18-year-old die. Maybe those people. Maybe humans, Kevin, who don't want to see that kind of sadness in the world.
I hate to tell you about this, Bean, but he's not an 18-year-old human. He's an actor
right.
in a fictional show.
Right, but people get invested in their
fictional
stories.
Show.
This is what I'm telling
it's
you.
It's fictional.
So we thought it might be an interesting and how fun for the holidays to have this conversation.
Right.
A topic on the show to talk about television deaths, characters that you cried over. When they died on TV.
I do have one of those.
That's where... Do you really?
I do, yeah. Yeah, I do.
Who?
But, Gemma on Sons of Anarchy.
Oh.
Because Jax killed her.
Yes, shot his own mom. Yeah.
That was devastating.
Yeah.
But she had it coming.
Oh, yeah.
But devastating.
Hey, she didn't really die. No one died. That's just actress Katie Sagal, Kevin. Why were you so invested?
Well, you were telling me it's an 18-year-old. I was like, no. It's an actor.
So even – and we loved Gemma on
yes.
that show. I mean, we watched her the entire multiple seasons, 5 or 6 seasons, whatever it was. And then, yeah, you see them die.
I mean, it had to happen. You knew it had to happen.
Right.
But still watching him pull the trigger was really hard.
It
she turned
rough.
Her back to him and she said, go ahead.
So we're taking your calls right now. You had a TV death that actually affected you, really, really bummed you out. 1-800-520-1067. Assistant producer Christine, we were talking about this off the air, and you brought up a character that I'd kind of forgotten about from what, like 10 years ago that you still think about?
At least 10 years ago.
What's the show? Who's the character?
So I used to watch Grey's Anatomy. I haven't watched it in years. But long, long time ago, that scene where Denny Duquette dies and Izzy is like in bed with him in her prom dress. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
I do. I also have a clip.
Oh.
If you want to hear it. She's crying.
Nothing can bring me peace.
So the clip is just a lady singing?
So it wasn't the clip I expected.
Was he... I didn't watch the show. Was he sick? Was he in the hospital because
he was
sick?
Sick? And while he was there, he's flirting with Izzy. They totally fall in love. Mm-hmm. And he proposes to her. She just...
While he's a hospital patient, they meet, romance, and he proposes to her.
That dude moves quickly.
Yeah,
he's got game.
Awesome.
He does have game.
The chief's daughter is... granddaughter, I can't remember, is in the hospital because she's dying. So they decide to throw a prom at the hospital. And so that's why Izzy was at home getting ready, and she's so excited. She's getting her hair done. She wears this pretty dress, and she took so long to get ready. And that was her whole thing, was when she showed up at the hospital and he died, she was so upset that she had taken so long, and she missed him.
She missed it.
Awful.
He died while she was working on her hair.
Yes.
And the actor who played Denny.
Negan.
Is the same actor as Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Wow.
Who's now Negan on The Walking Dead.
Wow.
Crazy.
And all these years later, you still think about that.
It was hard. That was a tough one.
All right. Yeah. Grey's Anatomy is pretty good at pulling those strings, too. 1-800-520-1067. Let's talk to
Brandon. I'm going to just stick. Might as well stay in the same theme just for one second.
All right. Brandon.
Brandon, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Who died?
So for me, it was Opie on
Oh, Opie.
Oh, my God, Opie.
Didn't they beat him to death in prison or something?
It was such a brutal death, and it wasn't supposed to be him. He was the ultimate best friend and said, you know what, I'm going to take the hit for the team. And it was such a brutal death.
Yeah.
I actually cried during the show.
Yeah, I totally get it because he was one of the most beloved members of that group on Sons of Anarchy.
Do you remember when he looks at Jax and he says, "I got you"?
Yeah,
and you're like, "Oh my god!"
No, don't look at that. Okay, no. So this is the audio of that death, I believe.
Oh. I got this.
There you go.
Oh,
all right, stop it!
Was it Marilyn Manson?
No, it was the guards.
Okay.
The guards.
Thank you, Brandon. Great choice. Let's do one more.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Let's do one more before we have to break. Let's make it Caitlin. She's in Long Beach. 1-800-520-1067. The TV character that most upset you when he or she was killed off or died on the show. Caitlin, welcome to the Kevin and Bean program.
Good morning.
All right. Sounds like one came to mind when you heard us talking about this.
It sure did. So when I was about 7 years old, I was super into Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And at the end of season 2, Buffy had to kill Angel.
Yes.
And, oh, my gosh, I still remember bawling my eyes out. Oh, I had to have been 7 or 8, and I still feel that pain.
And part of it in that case was because it was a great romance, too, right?
Such a great story.
Like the romance.
Yeah. All right. Good one, Caitlin. Thank you for the call. 1-800-520-1067. Who died? You're still sad.
Just ahead of No Doubt, let's squeeze in one phone call. Let's make it Rox in Huntington Beach. Hi there.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Rox, we're talking about TV deaths that shook you to your core. Look, these are my only friends, so I take it pretty personally when they die. How about you? What's the one that stuck with you?
Okay, so don't judge me. I don't know if you guys ever watched this little TV show called One Tree Hill.
Yes!
Oh, sure.
There's Christine. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so like there was this guy, his name was Keith. He was like
one of the main characters,
uncle, and then he was shot by their dad, and it just made me so sad at the time. I was really young when it happened.
Christine, did that affect you too, Christine?
Rox, it is like to this day, that's top three for me for sure. For sure. Well, we have a text group of friends where once in a while somebody will just be like, oh my God, Dan shot Keith. Because it was so awful.
I'm going to start the music now if you don't mind.
Rox, are you going to be okay? You're going to recover?
I think so.
Okay. Right. Glad you called. Thank you for listening. Merry Christmas. 1-800-520-1067. Who died on TV and you're still sad? We'll take your calls next on K-Rock.
We always have a problem
sort of guessing how a topic is going to go. And we always guess, is it going to go well? Is it going to go poor? We're getting a lot of calls.
Is anyone going to be interested?
Right. This particular one, there's a lot of calls and a lot of response.
A lot of people walking around hurt, Kevin. That's what you don't understand, man. Why don't you be more in touch with your feelings like I am? We're talking about television deaths that slayed you. You're watching and you're still upset by watching one of your favorite TV characters. We're going to get right back to your calls at 1-800-520-1067. A lot of response on the Kevin Bean social media, too, including Lola, who writes in, Poussey on Orange is the New Black cried my eyes out. Me, too. She's my favorite character. I loved her. Robert writes in from the 714. Hank on Breaking Bad. He says, do what you got to do.
Oh.
And he gets shot in the head. Remember
that's
that?
Right.
And from the 951, Jamie says, how about Hodor on Game of Thrones? I cried like a baby losing that big man. All right. We're taking your calls now. Let's get in as many as we can. Let's start with Michelle. She's in Long Beach. Up next, line 7 on the Kevin Bean Show.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey, guys.
Which one shook you?
Oh, my God. It was Dexter's wife. I think her name was Julie when she was found murdered in the bathtub.
Rita. Wasn't it Rita? I think it was Rita. Yes.
She came home and found her in the bathtub. That was so rough.
The worst part was that the baby was sitting in a pool of his mother's blood.
Yes.
I was his mom at the time, and I just lost it.
Oh, it was awful.
Therapy.
I wasn't a new mom at the time, and I lost it.
Was that the season where was it when John Lithgow was the serial killer? He's the one who got into Dexter's house and killed Rita, right?
Yes. It was.
Brutal. Thank you for the call. That was a great one. Let's go to Christina up next. Downey, line 8 on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Chris. Kevin and Bean.
Hi. What show?
So it's Game of Thrones again, but it's Red Wedding. I can't get over it. I'm still crying. I'm still reeling from it. How could they take out so many people that I love? Catelyn Stark, freaking Grey Wind, the dog. Why you gotta go after the dog?
Why you gotta go after the dog? Let's hear some Red Wedding, shall we?
The Lannisters send their regards.
It's a good sound.
Killing Christina all over again now.
Yeah, sorry, Christina.
So, yeah, that was an episode that people took a year to recover from just because it was so sudden and so brutal. And like you said, Christina, so many characters involved.
Too many for me to actually recover from.
Christina, did you hear that the next season is not even going to be next year? It's going to be 2019?
Oh, my God. Do I have to wait any longer for it?
I mean, come on, 2019.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's go to Melissa Pico Rivera. We haven't had much science fiction here, but sometimes those deaths can hit you hard. Melissa, who's yours?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
So mine on Star Trek The Next Generation.
Uh-huh.
There's a character named Data who's an android.
Sure.
So he builds his own android daughter, and she somehow has emotions, and then she ends up short-circuiting, and she ends up dying. But as she's dying, she, like, looks at Data, and she's like, I'm so scared, but thank you for giving life. I love you. And he looks at her, and he's like, oh, I'm sorry, I can't feel the same way, because he's an android, it has no feelings.
Right.
And that just killed me. I'm like, she's dying, and he can't even comfort her.
She's a robot, though.
So is
but
he.
She had feelings.
Oh, she had feelings, but he didn't.
I see.
So
I
he said, it. What?
All right. Great one, Melissa. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Desiree, East L.A., up next, line 5, talking about TV deaths that affected you. Bigly. Desiree, you're on the air.
Okay. Hi. I'm sorry. I was laughing at that one. Okay. Yeah. Jimmy from Boardwalk Empire.
Oh, my
Jimmy
gosh.
Jimmy from Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah. It was just such a total, like, just betrayal from Nucky. And just our whole relationship, it just totally killed me. Yeah.
Who is that? Who's that great actor who played Jimmy on that show? What's his name? Do you remember?
I don't know his name. I just know he's
Pauly Shore.
I don't think it was Pauly Shore. Here's how Jimmy died.
You had everything going.
Breathe, Nug.
Your whole life.
You'll get through it. All you got to worry about is when you run out of booze, you run out of company. And the only person left to judge you is your...
Okay. Thank you for the call, yeah. Desiree. We appreciate it. Let's go to Lauren, Hollywood, up next, line 4, trying to get in as many as we can. TV deaths. Lauren, you're up.
Good morning.
Hi.
Lost killed off so many people unexpectedly, but I think when Dominic Monaghan, who played Charlie, went under the water and then not only sacrificed himself...
Oh, right.
...and he boat on his hand... Not only did that kill me, but then when they returned to the beach and Hurley and everyone was waiting and they didn't even have to say anything, you could tell that Charlie didn't make it up. And I I still think about it.
That hurts. By the way, from the 626, a listener writes in, Lauren, who says, season 6, Locke blew up the submarine. Sun, Jin, and Saeed all died in the same episode. That, you're right. We lost a lot of good people on Lost.
Did we lose anybody if it was all a dream?
Oh, see?
I guess it doesn't count, but Lost was taking out people before Game of Thrones was doing.
Okay, it's not a fight.
Give them some respect.
Okay. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. By the way, I remember when Kenny died on South Park. Remember he got attacked by like a dog or something like that? He just got ripped to shreds. His little snowsuit was just all over the snow.
And somehow he came back.
I know. And then he died again. It was awful. Crazy. All right, let's do one more. Let's make it Noah, West Covina, Line 6, our final call. TV deaths that killed you. Noah, what do you have?
Hey, guys, I think the most tragic death in TV history had to be Chris Elliott's character of Chris Peterson in Get Alive.
I'm sorry. Did you say the most tragic?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, my gosh. I don't know how you guys even talk about other characters.
Did he die in the last episode of that show?
Yes, the very last episode.
Because no one was watching by the end. You know that, right, Noah?
It was just Noah. Noah was by himself and sobbing.
I was. I still think about it today. That was like 1992. Oh, my goodness. That final episode, I think the plane's crashing and they're flashing back to some of the best moments.
Hey, spoiler alert, by the way. Right? I was going to get to that this weekend, Noah. Thanks for calling.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi, did I win Weenie Rose tickets?
Weenie Rose tickets? You mean Acoustic Christmas tickets?
No, that was last week.
No,
really?
He's being funny.
Oh, you're trying to win Weenie Rose tickets for next year. Not yet, Rod. Thank you.
Not even sure Rise Against is playing, but they were great, weren't they, this past weekend, too?
Yes, they were. I want whatever Rod's on.
Right?
Hey, top 10 beer mug interview moments of 2017. Our boy put in yet another banner year. We will count them down for you coming up right after the top of the hour. First, though, it's time for another look at the showbiz news here on K-Rock.
Let's start with a giveaway. We have a pair of passes to the K-Rock Advanced screening of Jumanji Welcome to the Jungle at Pacific's The Grove, December 18th. The first five callers at 1-800-520-1067. You will win those tickets. Do I have to play the moment with?
Or can... Hell yeah.
Okay.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Rapper Vanilla Boy. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Let me try that again.
Rapper Vanilla Boy? What just happened? What just happened?
I said Vanilla.
Who are you trying to say?
I'm saying Mos Def's current name.
Yes, is what?
Which is nothing like Vanilla Boy.
What is it?
Yasin Bey.
And you saw Vanilla Boy?
I can't.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Absolute pure genius.
Yeah, I don't think that's...
Fabulous.
I don't...
Stand up and applaud.
I don't feel like that's...
This one is top of the charts.
That's not...
That is exquisite.
Nope.
That is orgasmic.
Okay.
Mozart-like. All right. It's just pure perfection.
Okay.
Beautiful. All the chemicals are bubbling, and all the equation comes out right in the end.
Ah, that's good stuff.
I mean, it's not that good.
Vanilla Boy.
Come on now.
All right. What else is going on?
You did the story not too long ago about the little kid that was being bullied.
Little Keaton Jones in Tennessee. His video went viral. His mom taped him in the car after he was so distraught by bullying at school. The mean kids at his school poured milk on his head and put ham down his pants. It's not a joke. And he called his mom and said, "I can't go back. Come pick me up." And she did a little interview with him in the car, and it went viral. And all these superstars from LeBron James to Chris Evans have come out and said, "Man, you're my hero. Hang in there. It's going to get better. What can we do for you? We want to make you feel better."
I also started a fundraiser on GoFundMe. But there's some problems with this account. The GoFundMe page for Keaton Jones has been shut down altogether. And another one is on hold with nearly $60,000 unspoken for.
Whoa.
One of them was labeled Stand Up for Keaton. It was opened 2 days ago. Is no longer accepting donations. It had raised $58,249. However, the guy who started that fund is putting the charity on hold. He says he needs to contact Keaton's mom, Kimberly Jones, to ensure that she's the beneficiary.
Well, I think there were a lot of people who had questions about this perfect stranger who set up the GoFundMe account. And people are like, look, you don't know this family. How do we know this isn't just a ripoff and you're raising money for you and not for Keaton?
Then there was a second GoFundMe page that was started supposedly by Kimberly herself, which solicited money for Keaton's Christmas gifts. Sources close to the situation tell us that immediately that one was shut down. That GoFundMe page was shut down due to fraud concerns, namely whether it was really started by Kimberly or
right.
not.
I mean, there's no way to know.
And then further complicating the fundraising are the social media posts from the mom, Kimberly Jones. She's holding a Confederate flag.
Yeah, she had a couple of different posts in her timeline, which she has now made private, where she is shown with a Confederate flag. And people are, I mean, this is what gets cloudy, because she could be an awful person. She could be a racist. I don't know anything about her. But that doesn't mean her young son wasn't bullied.
Right.
It does. I mean, they could be two different things, but people just want to be sure who it is they're supporting and who they're rooting for here.
Frankly, I'm surprised that this doesn't happen more often with GoFundMe, because you don't really know who's doing that kind of fundraising on people's behalf. A guy who bum-rushed Britney Spears on her Las Vegas stage has two charges hanging over his head. He's one step closer to trial. This guy, Jesse Webb, his trial is going to start in January the 18th. He's been charged with one count of battery and one count of disorderly conduct. Now, I don't know why you would charge the stage of Britney Spears.
I mean, you're a super fan, I guess, and somehow you think it's appropriate. There's no excuse for it, but I can only imagine he loves her. He's a huge fan, right?
I'm guessing alcohol.
That's also very possible.
So I don't know exactly what's going on with that. And for Game of Thrones, we were just talking about how the next season is not going to happen next year, 2018. So that's not great. It's going to come in 2019. But characters from Game of Thrones are going to move in season 8. Actor John Bradley revealed to TV Guide the final season will put fan favorites into different locations than they've ever been before. Each of the characters this year is placed into a completely alien environment at some point in the season.
And what's weird is it's Miami. You don't expect it a million years on Game of Thrones.
No, that's not true at all.
They're living on a houseboat.
The showrunners, David Benioff and Dan Wells, are feeling fandom pressure to get the final season right. Can you imagine? Can you imagine so many people are so into that series?
Oh, I mean, any show that's been on for as long as this one has, that people are so invested in the characters, yeah, you need to figure out a way to land it safely.
The stakes definitely feel ramped up, he said. We want to give people the payoff that they're happy with, and I think people are going to be delighted with the results. But again, unfortunately, you're going to have to wait till 2019 for that.
Yeah.
Celebrity birthdays today. Actress Mayim Bialik is 42. Actress Regina Hall, 44. Former Price is Right host Bob Barker is still kicking at 94. Actor Jennifer Connelly is 47. Actor Bill Nighy is 68. And singer Dionne Warwick is 77. And that's your showbiz.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Rapper Vanilla Boy. I'm sorry. Let me try that again.
Rapper Vanilla Boy? What just happened? What just happened?
I said Vanilla Boy.
Who are you trying to say?
I'm saying Most Def's current name.
Yes, is what?
Which is nothing like Vanilla Boy.
What is it?
Yes, Yasiin Bey.
And you saw Vanilla Boy?
I can't.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Huh?
What
do you think? Yeah.
Wow.
Like it?
That is fantastic.
Yeah!
You don't have to enjoy it that much, Chip.
That was pretty great.
That's pretty good.
It was pretty great, Vanilla Boy. Hey, one final look at what's going on in the world. Oh, Hollywood. Quick reminder, by the way, because this is pretty cool, and it happens right here at K-Rock this afternoon at around 5 o'clock in the HD Radio Sound Space. We are welcoming Alice Merton live.
All right.
In the building. She sings that awesome song, No Root. She has other great songs as well. So if you want to watch that, it's going to be at 5 o'clock this afternoon at KRock.com and replaying for 24 hours. You can also listen to it if you're in your car on KRock HD2, same time, 5 p.m. Dave's very excited about this. I'm sure Christine is as well. They are both huge Harry Potter fans. I am not.
I'm a big fan, too.
So I don't know how big a deal this is, but they are very excited about it. A new Harry Potter game has been announced that will allow fans to finally attend Hogwarts. Every Harry Potter fan knows the feeling of anxiously waiting for that acceptance letter delivered via OWL to attend Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. Now, 20 years after the first book was published, a whole generation of witches and wizards will be able to attend the school thanks to a new mobile game called Harry Potter Hogwarts Mystery.
The game will allow players to explore the wizarding world by creating their own character and taking magical classes from Harry Potter series like Defense Against the Dark Arts, Dueling Club, and, of course, Potions. Is that a fun game? Is that you in?
Sure.
You like that?
Sure.
All right. Well, there you go. That's big news for Harry Potter fans. End of the year, I'm interested in these lists that come out about...
You're interested in lists 24/7, 365.
I do enjoy lists. Yeah. And this one, I have to be honest, there were a couple of surprises on it for me. This is Billboard Magazine's year-end list of the best-selling digital songs of 2017.
Best-selling digital songs. So
right.
This is not streaming.
This is not streaming. These are the songs that people bought the most of 2017. There are a couple of surprises on this list. Here's number 10. I'm the one. That's DJ Khaled, of course, with Justin Bieber and a whole bunch of others at number 10 with I'm the One. Number 9. To say you won't let go. I don't get songs that sound like that one. There are a lot of them, and they're mostly interchangeable to me.
Yeah.
But that one is by James Arthur. That is called Say You Won't Let Me Go. Number 8.
I like that one. I don't want to live.
How about that one? You like that one?
I do.
You like a Taylor Swift song, ladies and gentlemen. Along with Zayn from One Direction, I Don't Want to Live Forever. That was from that 50 Shades movie. That is number 8. Here's number 7. 24 karat magic in the air. Everyone loves Bruno Mars. Number 7. Here's number 6. Oh, I want something just like this. Believe it or not, there are two songs on the list that K-Rock actually played, which is very rare for any kind of an end-of-the-year popularity list. Usually we are the kids on the outside of the cool kids.
That is true.
But that was one of them. That was the Chainsmokers with Coldplay, Something Just Like This, number 6. Here's the other one. We played number 5. Of course, Imagine Dragons, number 4. Lucky for you, that's what I
like it. That's what I like it. I'm not a big fan of that one.
Who does that one? Who's that one? Who's the singer on that one?
That's Bruno Mars, isn't it?
That's What I Like is also Bruno Mars?
Is it? Both? I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on, Dave. Help me out. That's
not a big
What
fan
I Like.
Of that one.
Who sings That's What I Like?
Mars. It's Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars again? He's back to back?
How come you can't trust me?
Okay. All right.
It's actually a Martin Garrix song, but, you know, Bruno Mars sings on it, so
okay,
you can do that.
So he has two of the top 10. All right. We're counting down the top 10 digital sales hits of 2017 according to Billboard
Does
magazine.
Does Dave sound like he's getting more and more like a dick every day?
Oh, yeah.
You know, Dave knows stuff.
Right.
Here's number 3. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Obviously, one of the biggest country hits of the year, that is Sam Hunt and his song Body Like a Back Road. All right, this won't surprise anybody at number 2. I'm in love with the shape of you.
Sure.
Push and pull like a magnet too. Ed Sheeran, of course, number 2. I could make you guess, but I can't imagine you won't come up with the biggest hit of the year. For the Blink-182 album, that was not on the list.
That was fit. What?
Not number 1.
Oh.
The song you could not get away from, Inescapable, nominated for a ton of Grammys. I'm sure it's got a lot of life left in it. Number 1 for 2017. Despacito. Quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído. I mean, para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo.
I prefer Blink.
You prefer one song.
Thank you.
Despacito, number 1. Hey, here's some film news for you. I don't know how Stephen King, who's one of the greatest writers of all time, one of the best-selling authors of all time, has more great adaptations of his movies, you know, of his books and short stories that have been made into movies than almost anyone I can think of. And what a year he's been having lately with The Dark Tower, with the It movie. Well, you'll be happy to know that we've waited long enough, and they're ready to make a new Pet Sematary movie, too.
All right.
A lot of people like the first one, but it has been announced that a revamped version of his story, Pet Sematary, will be made a horror film. It'll be coming out on April the 19th of 2019.
Yes.
Already starting to fill in that calendar for 2019, by the way. A few days ago, we told you Ryan Reynolds is going to be starring as Detective Pikachu in a live-action Pokemon movie. I don't think that's needed, but if you are making plans to see that, that one will be out May 10th, 2019. So, again, calendar filling up. Also announced yesterday is a Creed sequel.
Sylvester Stallone is going to be back as Rocky Balboa. He's going to be playing along with Michael B. Jordan as Adonis Johnson, just like in the last movie. The rumors are that Dolph Lundgren, who played Ivan Drago, may be in the film as well. But Sylvester Stallone is not going to be directing this one, by the way. A director named Stephen Caple is going to be directing, and it's going to be Creed 2. That will also be out in 2019. This was a surprising casting decision for me. Walter Cronkite, is that a name that you remember?
News guy?
He was the news guy.
He
was on CBS for, I don't know, 50 years or something like that. At the time, he was called the most trusted man in America. And I think he was on until the late 80s, maybe, before Dan Rather took over the CBS Evening News.
I don't watch the news because I'm a kid.
But almost every big event that happened in the latter half of the 20th century, you know, whether it was Vietnam or it was man landing on the moon or, you know, the Watergate or whatever, Walter Cronkite was the guy who told us about it. Well, they're going to be making a movie about him. And Seth Rogen is going to be playing Walter Cronkite. Now, look.
Wait. Seth Rogen?
Yes. Yes.
Huh.
I think Seth Rogen is a great actor.
I do, too.
I really do.
I love him.
It's hard for me to picture him as Walter Cronkite.
Well, sometimes what they'll do is they'll put some makeup on him.
Well, I understand that.
Uh-huh.
Yes, but
and
I mean,
then they'll make him. It's movie magic.
No, I
it's
know
behind
that.
The scenes, Bean.
I know
and
that.
And then they'll make him look just like Walter Cronkite. And then he comes out, and what he does is he acts like Walter
I know
Cronkite.
That. Okay. I get all of that. And all I know right. that they've taken actors like Gary Oldman, who go, you go, well, he doesn't look anything like Winston Churchill. And then they do their movie magic, and all of a sudden, oh, my God, he's Winston Churchill right. in the Darkest Hour
so
movie,
you
right?
You can't see how this would work.
I just am surprised because we know Seth Rogen so well. By the way, quite a pedigree on this film, by the way, if it ends up going down the way Deadline is suspecting. David Gordon Green is going to be the director of the movie. He's the one who did that Boston Marathon movie recently called Stronger. Mark Ruffalo is in talks to play 60 Minutes news producer Don Hewitt. Bryan Cranston will be playing a CBS news producer in the movie as well. So it's got a great cast. But Seth Rogen, congratulations, playing Walter Cronkite in the film. By the way, they're going to center it around the John F. Kennedy assassination. Can you imagine what it would be like? Thinking about the technology that was available in the early 1960s to have that story unveil on your watch and try to get it right.
And basically then it was just two or three people that you could get your information from.
Yes.
With no internet, no nothing else.
That's exactly right. All right. Looks like we are out of time. Today's...
How? You've had all day to have the birthdays.
I always lose them.
How's it possible?
Actress Maya Bialik turns 42 for The Big Bang Theory. Our friend Regina Hall, multiple Emmy winner and awesome actress, is 44 today. Bob Barker, former host of The Price is Right. Still out there, still looks great, 94 years old. Actress Jennifer Connelly celebrating a birthday today. She is 47. Bill Nye is 68. And Dionne Warwick, who you may not remember this, used to have a psychic telephone network.
Oh, that's right.
Remember, she used to have this.
Wasn't it bogus?
I think it was.
Yeah.
I think it turned out to be. But she's also, I don't know, I think she sings some, too. So that's the showbiz news.
The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers tomorrow morning on All New Kevin and Bean Show. Top 10 Mr. Bad Examples.
Why do I feel like I'm involved in that?
Because they're all you.
Okay.
We're going to talk to RJ Bell. We got a brand new internet roundup. We've got a little fellow by the name of Jimmy Kimmel. And we've also got a little fellow by the name of Santa Carl,
yay!
Who will be stopping by as well tomorrow morning on an all-new show.